Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Focus on Albany. My guest today is Bob Fort, who was a journalist for the Times Union. And Bob is going to share his thoughts on the conviction of Adam and Dean Skelos. Good morning, Bob. How are you on this nice Sunday morning.
Good morning, Cynthia. I'm good. And it has been truly a remarkable several weeks for New York State's government, witnessing the conviction of both former leaders of the two houses of the state legislature. Several commentators, journalists have likened this to an earthquake in Albany, politically speaking. I think that's an accurate description. The question is, on the Richter scale, how big of an earthquake? Is it a 3 or an 8? And I think it's probably more a 3 at the moment, as people try to digest what happened here, what it means, and what it implies. Senator Skelos and his son were both convicted on all counts with which they were charged, 8 counts each, bribery, extortion, and conspiracy. Previously, Assembly Speaker Silver was convicted on 7 counts, similar kinds of crimes, a bit more far-reaching, bribery in the form of wire fraud, extortion, and money laundering. And what we've seen, these are two very different cases, though they have some common threads. The common thread that's most important being the abuse of an individual's office to for personal gain. In Mr. Silver's case, the money went into his pocket and the pocket of his wife in the form of laundered money that was laundered to escape detection under New York's ethics disclosures, financial disclosures. In the case of Mr. Skelos, no money went into his pocket, but a lot of money, hundreds of thousands of dollars, into his son's pockets for what amounted to no-show jobs that were arranged for him in exchange for Mr. Skelos taking action in the legislature or in Nassau County to benefit those companies that were paying his son. It's a stark portrait of sleaze and political corruption. It's an embarrassment and a humiliation to the state of New York on the national stage. And people in Albany, I can tell you, there are a number of legislators, I won't say many, but there are a number who have done similar things, not on the scale of Mr. Skelos and Mr. Silver, who wielded all the power in the legislature, who I'm sure are shaking in their boots and are nervous. Did I cross the line? We have a lot of lawmakers with outside employment that frequently conflicts with their duties in the state legislature. So it remains to be seen.
My computer is going to shut down in 5 minutes. So can you give us a brief overview of the composition of the Senate, what it means for the ICA, and what you see happening?
Yeah, this Mr. Skelos' conviction changes the arithmetic of the New York State Senate. If you count the D's and the R's, there's now an even 31 in each column. And his seat will remain vacant likely till a special election in the spring, perhaps mid-April or May. What this does is to create the possibility of the Democrats in the Senate, if they could align themselves, achieving the power to control votes. They would have to use the lieutenant governor, Kathy Hochul, a Democrat, to break a tie. But the problem is the Democrats are not unified. They're broken into a large group of 25 hardcore Democrats. the Independent Democratic Caucus, some rebel Democrats who have allied themselves with the Republicans on many issues, led by Jeff Klein of the Bronx. And then there is an outlying senator, Simca Felder, from New York City, from Brooklyn, who has caucused with the Republicans. So one of the D's has been with the R's. But it's possible there will be a special election in Nassau County. It's possible, in fact, I think it's likely, a Democratic candidate will win, and Mr. Kaminsky is considering that seat. And that makes it conceivable that in May, before the legislature ends its session next year, we could see a shift in control of the New York Senate, which would make it possible to break down a lot of obstacles to ethics reform and other issues. That would come after the budget is settled. So really a wild time.
I have to shut down my computer. What do you think that's going to mean for the IDC?
Well, this has to increase the pressure on them to reconsider what they've been doing. And they have always shared common goals with the mainstream Democrats. But until this recent conviction, they never, as a group together, IDC and true Democrats, could never quite get enough votes to force an issue through. So now there's great pressure on them to reconcile, and it would be a good thing for the Democratic Party if they could agree on a single leader and they could win back Simca Felder. If they could do that in January, they would be running New York's government for the first time in many years. And many of the corrupt, I have to say, senators that we had a few years ago, they're mostly all gone. They're in prison. And no one knows what is going to happen yet. I'm sure there are a lot of intense conversations occurring between state senators.
My computer is going to shut down any second. So can we continue this conversation later on in the week?
Certainly, sure.
Okay. You've been listening to Focus on Albany. If you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and download on your smartphone. Listen anywhere, anytime. Thank you, Bob, for taking the time to talk this morning.
You're welcome, Cynthia. Good luck with your computer.
Thanks.